Well, hello everyone, this is Kevin Gianni from Renegade Health. We have a special interview for you. As you know, we've been traveling around the country and we've been attending a few different festivals and retreats and really enjoying meeting a lot of people there. And we wanted to introduce you to a very special retreat. It's called the Raw and Living Spirit Retreat. And this is up in Molalla. Is that correct? Molalla, Oregon?
That's right.
All right, and I have Brian Oliver on the phone, and he's going to tell you a little bit about it. He's the one who's organizing it this year, and there's going to be some incredible guests there. I'm going to let him explain that. But, Brian, why don't you tell us, you know, what this event is all about, because there's so many out there. You know, there's a good handful, maybe six or seven different events. You know, what makes yours different?
Hi, Kevin. Hi, everybody listening. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to people. Yes, yeah, so the Raw and Living Spirit Retreat is a four-day event, and it's at the end of August. And what we focus on is gourmet raw cuisine, inspirational speakers, and healing community. And we're out in the woods of Molalla, Oregon, which is at the base of the Mount Hood National Forest. So it's really lovely setting. We have woods. We have two streams, a waterfall, a watering hole where you can swim. It's a really phenomenal environment. And what we're really all about is that quality of community that comes with sitting together in front of a great meal with amazing people. So every single meal of the retreat, the 4 days and three nights of the retreat, we do 10 meals. Every single meal is provided for by the retreat, and it's prepared by the finest raw foods chefs in the country. And the experience is one of family. So you're sitting at the table, eating your meal with the presenter who was presenting on a topic that morning, sitting across from you. Sitting next to you on one side will be the chef who made your dinner last night. You're also sitting next to somebody who their very first raw food meal is that meal right there. They've never had anything before, and they're having it for the first time right next to you. And then there'll also be somebody sitting at the table who's been doing raw food for 10 or 15 years. And so we're really about the community experience that comes from sitting at a table environment in that kind of setting. And it's just a really, really lovely time. So we have some amazing speakers. Gabriel Cousins is going to be there.
Great.
Victoria Petenko is kind of the mother of our retreat. She's, I think it's the only event in the States that she's doing this year. We have Dr. Douglas Graham. You and Anne-Marie are going to be there. Brigitte Mars, Aviva Wright from Oakland, California, who's the crazy cracker lady, is going to be there. Lillian Butler and Eddie Robinson of Raw Soul in Harlem are one of our featured chefs, and they're going to be doing some presentations as well. They're phenomenal community people out in Harlem and really lovely people to hang with. And then we're going to have a bunch of local folks, too. We have some naturopathic doctors. We have some really amazing local people. Mia Deline from the Seattle area is a raw food chef up there, who had a traumatic brain injury a couple years ago, and she's recovered through the use of raw foods. She'll be talking about that. We have Jean Younger, who's a Bates Method eye healer, and just a bunch of really amazing folks are going to be out there presenting. And then we have about 200 participants who are going to be there on the grounds, just being part of the community, being part of the family out there.
It's great. Not a lot of people know about the Robinsons out in at Raw Soul in Harlem, but it's actually one of our favorite raw food restaurants. It's kind of cool.
And, you know, Eddie is an amazing chef. Like, I've had the privilege for the last couple of years of being able to work with him while he prepares his meals. And he's such a brilliant soul in the kitchen. And the harmony and the sweetness with which he provides a meal for 200 people is pretty amazing. It's like a meditation. It's very cool.
So when someone comes, you know, what is someone to expect, you know, on these 4 days? Like, what happens on day one, day two, day three? Take us through kind of the flow of the event.
Yeah, we have a sample schedule on our website, and we're actually putting together the schedule right now. So by the end of the month, it will be up for this year. Thursday, people show up around noon. I think we're gonna do a lunch this year. So people will show up, and there will be food provided for them, and they'll go through the registration process. I'm planning on having the kale whale actually right there at the registration building, so people will get a chance to get started on their experience right away as they're checking in. And then it's a, you know, Camp Adams is a Christian youth camp, so it's pretty rustic. We assign people to their dorm rooms, and so people, you know, just be loading in and just be doing that. We'll have some programming Thursday afternoon. So Graham, unfortunately, this year can only be there for about a day. So Thursday is going to be a big day for him to be doing his presentation. So we'll have Doug Graham that day, and then that evening, I think we're going to do a medicine panel. So we're going to have Doug and some local naturopaths and a nutritionist, and I'm trying to get Gabriel Cousins there that Thursday night as well to do a talk about medicine and answer people's questions. And then we'll have, you know, an amazing dinner that night. Ronnie and Min from California are going to be doing the dinner Thursday night. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then usually in the evening, we do kind of an evening program, which is usually like a panel discussion. And then we do some fun activities. So we have ballroom dancing classes. We're going to have a belly dancing classes this year. We'll do some film screenings. So we'll probably end up showing Simply Raw or, you know, some other films. And then, you know, then people bed down for the night and start all over again the next day. So we start with breakfast, I think, 7 or 8 in the morning. Yoga is before that if people want to do yoga. People can go for walks in the woods. People can hang out at the watering hole or in the streams. And then it's a full day of programming, a full day of meals, and a full day of just hanging out with people and getting to know people from all around the country.
It's amazing. And so someone coming, I mean, I think it's really cool that it's kind of a rustic place and that you can actually, I sense that, you know, somebody, we've never been to this particular event, but I sense that people will really make some lasting friendships. I don't know what's been the experience in the past.
Yeah, that definitely is the experience. It's pretty amazing that, you know, we're a local event outside of Portland, Oregon. We're about 30 minutes from Portland. And, you know, a large number of the people who come to the retreat are coming from other states. They're coming from across the country, and they're returning people. You know, so this is really the retreat of choice or the event of choice for a lot of folks who put it aside as their one opportunity to come and be with other raw foodies and really just have an amazing experience of family, you know, in a retreat setting. So the really cool thing about our retreat as well is that for our presenters, and we're a completely nonprofit event, so nobody who's organizing the event is making any money. The vast majority of the people who are presenting at our retreat aren't doing it for any pay at all. They're coming and just donating their time, donating their experience in order to share themselves with the raw foods community. And so it really is a retreat for our presenters as well. So it's a time for those people who, you know, a lot of these people have been doing the circuit all summer long, and it's a time for them to come and actually relax and hang out and eat great food and talk to just amazing people who, you know, are just normal folks. As well as connect with each other, you know, in a way that they might not have been able to at the other event. So, yeah, I mean, people coming here, you know, they keep coming back, and they make some lasting friendships that draw them back as well. So it's a really, my experience last year was the first year that I was at the full retreat. And, you know, every raw event is pretty spectacular, and they all really engage sort of that part of you that just lives a vital life. But I found that at the retreat, there was an experience of being seen inside of community that really allowed me to not only be completely who I was, but really blossom even more into that. And it was an experience not only of the vitality of the raw food and the amazing setting, but really the experience of being with a group of people who were there to truly experience each other and to just breathe. I mean, the ability to just breathe out there is really phenomenal. So I would recommend that anybody who can make that 4 days at the end of August available for themselves really consider coming out. It's a phenomenal time.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's definitely going to be a lot of opportunity if someone has a personal question for a particular expert. I mean, I imagine, you know, there's nowhere for them to go. You know, we're all going to be hanging out just enjoying the time. I imagine that would be a great opportunity to do that as well.
Yeah, and the presenters are completely open to people coming and talking to them. I mean, they're there for the 4 days to have that experience. So, you know, and there's a wealth of experience. I mean, we have great presenters, but we also have people in the community who really know their stuff, too. So there's an opportunity. You know, you'll be sitting at a dinner table having a conversation, and then, you know, some people move on to the next program, and you'll find that you're still hanging out. You know, that happens a little bit more at lunch, but you're, like, hanging out after lunch for, like, an hour or two, having these amazing conversations with people who have healed themselves with cancer, or, you know, they have a relative who, like, has some amazing story, or, you know, it's like you just get caught up in these amazing conversations which then lead to the kinds of relationships that you were mentioning earlier. So, yeah, the opportunity is really cool. And the other really cool thing about it, too, is, I mean, we have some vendors there, and the way that we do the vendors is they're kind of in the middle of the whole thing. So we have two buildings that people kind of do events in. The vendors are all in the middle, but the vendors are almost never at their tables because the vendors are at the speaking engagements as well. You know, they're soaking it in, or else they're going for a walk with somebody or whatever. So we have vendors, but it's very low key. You kind of just sidle up to a vendor and you say, hey, you know, like, I'd really like to pick up some of that maca or whatever. And they're like, okay, well, I'll show up, you know, after dinner, so go meet me after dinner, you know, or just, you know, take something, leave some money or whatever, you know. So it's like really low key there.
That is awesome. I'm really excited to go. You know, we had a chance to meet you in Portland maybe a couple weeks ago, and then saw you again down here in Central Point. And we're really excited to go. We're really excited to see it and just kind of maybe relax. It is kind of our opportunity to relax, and we love meeting our fans. So we're just going to be thrilled to be there. And I wish it would be this weekend, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, remember to breathe and take a retreat wherever you are. But, yeah, we're really looking forward to having you and Anne-Marie up there. And I didn't get a chance to hang out with Johnny Five, so I'm looking forward to see what he's all about, too.
He's really quiet right now. It's actually pretty interesting. But so where can someone come?
He's in the retreat mode. Go ahead.
He's in the retreat mode. Yeah, retreat on the bed. Where can someone go to sign up?
Yeah, so we have a website. The name of the retreat is Raw and Living Spirit Retreat, and the name of the website is rawandlivingspirit.org. So you can go there to find out more about it. The retreat is August 27th to August 30th, which is Thursday through Sunday. We'll be starting around noon on Thursday, and we're going to have Gabriel Cousins there Sunday morning. So that's going to be probably like a three-hour talk. And so we're going to end a little bit later on Sunday than we normally do. We're thinking of possibly doing a lunch on Sunday. And so I'm not sure when we're going to end on Sunday yet, but we'll be ending Sunday in the afternoon sometime. I also want to ask people to consider this event not just for yourself, but also for people in your community who you think would really benefit from what we have to offer. This is designed as an experience for people who are really new to raw foods. We're going to take care of all the needs of the people who are there. So every single meal is provided for. All your lodging is provided for. You're going to be attending all these speakers. It's all included in the price of the event, which is $395 for 4 days and 3 nights with all food, all lodging, all the speaking. We haven't raised the price in 4 years, and it's a nonprofit event. So it's a really, really good price for what we're offering. For people who are new to raw foods, we're taking care of all those needs. There's the space and the time to integrate the experience. There's lots of support. So consider it for yourself, but also go to our website. We have posters on our website. You can print them out. You can give them to your friends and colleagues and put them up in your co-op and take them to events. And please let people know about it. We're kind of a little-known retreat out here in Oregon. We keep it small intentionally. There's a cap of 200 people who can attend because we want it to be the kind of experience that I've described. So let people know about it.
Great. And so it's rawandlivingspiritretreat.org or rawandlivingspirit.org.
Yeah, it's the website does not have the word retreat in it, so it's just rawandlivingspirit.org.
Well, great, Brian. We look forward to seeing you up there, and we hope that a few of you, or maybe even more than a few of you who are listening, will come join us. At that price, it's a really great deal, believe me.
Yeah, and it's all organic food that's actually farmed for us by a farmer. He does it special for us, and I mean, when this food comes in on Thursday morning, it's amazing. Like, it's glowing. It has so much vital energy, and he's an amazing farmer. So the food alone is pretty much, you know, the price of the retreat, and then you get everything else on top of it. So thanks for listening, everybody. We really want to extend an invitation to you to become part of our family this year and come check us out and get a chance to just, you know, breathe with us out in the woods and hang out and have a really lovely time. So thanks for listening, and thank you, Kevin, for talking to me.
Hey, you got it. Rawandlivingspirit.org. This is Kevin Gianni. Hopefully we'll see you there. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.